Well, my amount is all right there, 890.
Good, but I'm 1141 candles. Well, that was here and St. Gregory's, you see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10:50, 10:70, 10:80, 11, 11:41. Right, so we can put it all together, can't we, and get a balance, yes?
Yes, I've added mine up. Do we need anything more here to go back in there? Have you got some of the post office?
I've got the post office one. No.
Quite a nice warmish day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a lovely weekend, isn't it, really? It has been very nice. It should be in a holiday mood, doesn't it?
Well, it makes you feel you can go out and do a bit of work or something.
Well, my husband did on Saturday, we had some nice dung. I wanted round the roses and I didn't fancy doing it, so I'll let him do that, to be honest. And the worms will do their bit.
You've got a nice lot of roses, have you?
Yeah.
Have you got a big garden?
Big-ish? Well, I suppose we've got a dozen roses. It could be more. Yeah. Some of them are getting on the mat need renewing. And we've got at the back as well, because we did away with some of the vegetable gardens.
Yeah. You don't need too much now.
Well, I mean, no, not really, because I think you can buy it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's cheap. Yeah. Can you keep on doing it? Caterpillars off and
that's right.
The rest of it. I think the biggest part of it,
and
part of it's into grass, and the other part I think is gradually going to come into grass.
We've only got a very tiny little garden.
Yeah. We've got quite a big bit at the back behind our garage.
We've got a little front garden.
Mm.
But we've got a lovely lot of daffodils. They're all out now.
Yeah,
they're really beautiful, and crocuses and snowdrops.
Yeah.
We've got a little tiny pond in one half of the front garden.
Yeah.
And that's very nice.
Yeah.
Really delicious.
We've got quite a big lawn, I suppose.
Yeah. Before we came over here, when we lived in Smerichet, we had an enormous front lawn.
Yeah.
And the back must have been the best part of, I should think, a third of an acre and all the plot that we were on.
Too big.
But
too big,
not the time to
That's
right.
I've got the time and all the energy. I'm
that's
not
right.
So much as I used to.
Yeah.
I mean, I cut the grass. So
mm-hmm.
You don't do that, obviously.
We used to have this in Amazon, but he
used to take half a day to cut our grass.
To cut the grass.
You know?
We didn't have an electric mower in those days.
We didn't to start with, no.
But we've only got a tiny little lawn.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was sort of about 5 yards, it wouldn't be 5 yards
no.
by
I
3 yards.
I suppose ours is from there.
Now, ours were nothing like, I mean, half this room, and that would be our lawn in the front. Not, you know, wouldn't even be a run of that.
Yeah.
But we've got sort of, as I say, the daffodils out there.
Yeah. I took up a lot of my daffodils. I never take them up every year.
No, we don't. We never take
them. But these have got really, they're choking the roses.
And
I took up quite a few, thinned them out. And my sister, they live at North Bubby.
Yeah.
Well, they can see the Manor House Hotel from where they still sit on the machine for these grasses. I gave them to them and they put them on the hedges.
Oh, yes.
And I expect they're coming out in the
picture
now.
Well, ours are lovely at the moment, to say. We've got those, but we were looking the other day and we're quite amazed at how many different flowers there are out.
Yeah,
you know, there's a breech out there as well, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
We've got a magnolia tree sort of out front.
Yeah.
We had a lovely one, but the frost got that a couple of years ago. But this one, you know, it looks as if it'll sort of be showing bloom.
It's one of those starletta ones.
And then we've got still, we were looking, we've still got holly with berries.
Yeah, I think, because I've got my little boys every day, the dog is sick, but you can tell it hasn't been that tough of winter because there's still berries up there around.
And we've got a paracantha on the side, and that's got a lot of berries as well. But mind you, the birds we've got, I don't know how many, they're ever so fond of his birds. And he hangs up nuts. I think we've got about four different little net things of nuts, and he's made a little sort of bird house.
That's right, yeah.
And a seed, we hang up the seed thing. So we've got loads of birds come.
That's right, yeah.
Which is sort of quite pleasant. We also have the squirrel coming as well.
They're quite funny, really.
Oh, they are.
There's a piece on the television.
I don't think our squirrel is anything like as intelligent as
that
one.
That's right. When we have my daughter's dog with us, she just takes off and feeds the side of her teeth when a cat does it.
If she had one wish in life, it would be that she could climb trees.
Well, we seem to, where we live, the top of Church Road, to Ford Park, a whole lot of those sort of big houses have been converted into flats. And I think there must be some people there who have brought cats in, because all of a sudden, there are a whole lot of
cats
about, which there weren't before, you see.
No,
so that they haven't learned to keep out of our garden yet.
Well, they have gone away, because I know the first thing. She was a throwaway the one we bought, and the first day my husband brought her, we went to fetch her at the kennels, and she sort of saw this cat, and it's a pedigree one, it's from just over the fence, and I thought, oh, my vision's a good catch. And there was this ginger and white cat hanging on the off
for dear life.
And I thought, you know, she won't speak to me again if she catches that one. But she doesn't come in the garden now.
Thank you.
seems to happen in a way quickly.
All of a sudden, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. The trouble is, then you see what wants doing outside, then, don't you, too much?
Look at my windows and think it's about time they were clean.
$4,589.
That's right, yes. Another telly would have made it a tidy.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Right. Right, I just have to get Muriel some change, actually. So, do you want to write it down? I've got pound coins, 180. £0.50, £30.50. £0.20, £22.40. £0.10 is £20, exactly.
Now, is that just silver?
Oh, no. So, £24.60.
Bronze is the same.
Bronze will be £1.49.
So that's... 9, 4, 6, 10, 19, 2...
$258.99. And the check is 200, yeah. This is more cash paid in than the last 3 weeks, actually.
That's what I was saying, you see.
It's 234, 212, 247.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
$258.99.
It's amazing.
And look, they put them on the bottom instead of doing the top ones first. And, That check goes with those. Yes, there's 100 here. I'll get another 100 in notes for her. Right, now where do you want to go?
That Mr. What's his name doesn't come here now, apparently.
No.
And we don't come here at all.
That's right.
So we must have been asked, perhaps he could ask the finance committee.
That's right. I don't want to go to the bank, but all I want to do is to go to
Tony's.
Tony's.
Yes.
Yes, I've got to go back with the money to.
Yeah.
So if you want to go anywhere, I'll see you back at the car if you like.